Yes.
We're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers for everyone who answers the survey. To begin and to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
1985.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associate.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm Indian.
Oh, because the next question was, what is your race? So American Indian or Alaska Native?
American Indian.
Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yeah.
Now, when thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Just satisfied.
And is that somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as poor, only fair, good, or excellent?
Poor.
And now below there is a list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three. Corruption in city government, city services like trash pickup, crime and public safety, homelessness.
Crime and public safety and education.
Education.
Crime and public safety first, then education.
Okay, we have it under public school funding. Because the rest of the options were homelessness, healthcare, inflation and the cost of living, jobs and the economy. Healthcare. So crime and public safety, healthcare and public school funding. A public school funding?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to for you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or you've never heard of the people or groups, please just let me know. The first one is the Philadelphia Police Department.
Probably about a 5.
Mayor Sherelle Parker.
So far, a 2.
District Attorney Larry Krasner.
10.
Council Member Kenyatta Johnson.
I know her personally, 10.
The next one is the Philadelphia Department of Streets.
10.
Your local police officers?
2.
Commissioner Kevin Bethel?
I don't know him.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is Governor Josh Shapiro?
10.
SEPTA?
I'll give him a 6.
Thank you. The next one is the Philadelphia City Council.
5.
Thank you very much. Now, generally speaking, do you disapprove or approve of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
I need more time.
Well, right now we just want to know if you strongly disapprove, somewhat approve, or strongly approve of her.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you. And do you disagree or agree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government.
Yes, I believe they are.
And do you somewhat agree? Thank you. And
somewhat
do you somewhat agree? Thank you. Now, here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphians' daily lives. After each one, please rate on a scale of 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood, where 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood, 5 means that you are neither satisfied nor dissatisfied with the issue, and 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. You may select, once again, any number between 0 and 10. The first one is the quality of education in public schools.
Not satisfied.
And on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is highly dissatisfied and 10 highly satisfied?
Not satisfied.
And on a scale of 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you.
I put 1.
Oh, 1. Thank you. The next one is the conditions of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities.
2.
Public safety.
Is a 1.
The cost of rent.
Oh, I don't know. 2.
2. The next one is access to public transportation.
That's up there. They got access. 9.
9. And the last one, the next one is the availability of good paying jobs.
About a 6.
Access to affordable housing.
A 1.
And the last one for this list is the condition of roads and infrastructure.
A 0.
Thank you very much. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting worse, staying about the same, or getting better compared to last year?
Worse.
And would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
Just keeping up with the cost of living.
Thank you. And below there is a list of goods or services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. Please select the 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may select, once again, up to 3. The first one is utilities like gas, electricity and internet, recreation and entertainment, groceries, gas, paying down debt, healthcare, including prescription drugs, public transportation, education, childcare, personal care, or rent.
I'm gonna have to say. Oh my goodness! Can you repeat the options again? Because it was quite a few. Oh, number 1 would be
utilities.
Internet.
Yes.
Internet is ridiculous.
Okay. The next one is? We have recreation and entertainment, groceries, gas.
Groceries, entertainment, and gas. All that's way too high.
Then it would be utilities like gas, electricity, and internet, recreation mm-hmm. and entertainment, and groceries.
And groceries, yes.
Thank you. Now, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you not at all concerned, not that concerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
Very concerned.
And how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say never, rarely, a few times a month, a few times a week, or every day?
Rarely.
Thank you. And do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends the right amount, too little, or too much on the police department?
No, the right amount.
the right amount. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe this action would make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer if the city implemented it. The first one is the close the open-air drug market in Kensington.
I would be very happy if they was able to do that.
So would you feel much safer or somewhat safer if the city implemented it?
So much safer.
Thank you. The next one is hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates.
Yeah.
Is that much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Much safer.
Thank you. The next one is begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets.
Yes, I will feel much safer.
Declare a public safety emergency in the city.
I like to see them declare an emergency.
And would that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer,
yeah,
a little bit? Which one?
Much safer.
Much safer. Thank you. The next one is aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles.
That wouldn't make me feel much safer.
Thank you. And the last one for the list is expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries.
Much safer.
Thank you very much. And in a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherrill Parker recently?
I am waiting for her to announce who will be the next commissioner of prisons, because she needs to get on there quickly. We are very dissatisfied on the way that the prison system is working in our community. It's bad. We are suffering.
Thank you very much. So that would be, I'm waiting for her to announce who will be the new commissioner for the prisons. Was that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No. As you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Please indicate the two or three items that you think should be the highest priority for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You may select, once again, up to three. Support more affordable housing, improve our schools and education, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, get guns off the streets, foster small businesses and local jobs, remove homeless encampments, reduce juvenile crime, hire more police officers, invest in community development, tackle the opioid crisis, improve public transportation, or improve the city's infrastructure.
Improve, stop the open air drugs, of course. Do something with these guns, of course. And just do something about crime in general. Crime and drugs. The open air trade got to go. And these guns got to go.
Okay. So we have tackle the opioid crisis, reduce juvenile crime, and get guns off the streets. Okay, thank you very much. Now, here's a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy, where a 10 means that you strongly support the policy, a 5 means you neither support nor oppose the policy, and a 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. You may select, once again, any number between 0 and 10. The first one is invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools.
A 7.
Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
A 4.
Invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal.
A 4.
Add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
A 7.
Thank you. The next one is keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
Keep tax rates low?
Flat.
Yes. 10.
10. The next one is provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
A 4.
Add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates to better serve residents.
10.
The next one is invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
10.
And the last one for this list is provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
Probably about an 8.
Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
I hope so.
Yes, we're about to be finished. As you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic-era hybrid or work-from-home practice. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support ending work from home for city employees and requiring them to be back in the office full time?
I oppose. I have a family member that works from home, and she gets way more done opposed to getting up and here to go in the office.
So would you strongly oppose? Thank you very much. And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchanges can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the decision to end city support for needle exchange programs?
I support them ending it.
And do you strongly support it or somewhat?
Somewhat support them. They can end it. Yes, I strongly support them ending it.
Oh.
Fine. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which would keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools?
I oppose that. They can have that year-round public school. Yeah, that's good.
So you support it? Or oppose it?
If they want to keep year-round schooling, I support that. Funding for year-round school.
Because the question was, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools?
No, I don't want them to end it.
So, and you strongly oppose it or somewhat?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. Now, the next few questions are just for classification purposes. How often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Every day.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Extremely strong.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or something else? And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight? Lesbian or gay? Bisexual or something else?
Straight.
Thank you. And do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
No.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated,
I'm single.
Divorced?
Single.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it Joe Biden?
I voted for Biden.
Thank you. Now, below there are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. Is it your local news station, Fox News, X or Twitter, New York Times, Philadelphia Daily News, Power 99, CNN, Philadelphia Inquirer, NPR or WHYY, TikTok, Washington Post, YouTube, or Facebook?
I would have to say KYW and the Daily News and Channel 6.
So local news station?
Yes. The local news stations and the Philadelphia Daily News.
The Philadelphia Daily News. So local news station, Philadelphia Daily News, and NPR.
Yeah, the daily newspaper.
Thank you. Now, to finish, last year, that is 2023, what is your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,000, $25,000 to $34,000, $35,000 to $44,000, $45,000 to $54,000, $55,000 to $64,000, $65,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $84,000, $85,000 to $99,000, $100,000 to $249,000, $250,000 to $399,000, or $400,000 or more?
It was $90,000.
$90,000. Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation, and have a wonderful day.
You have a blessed day.
Thank you.